Okay, so we'll start. Tomorrow's daf is daf. Today's daf is daf lamed. We're on today. Okay, we're behind. Okay, so we're on daf lamed. We'll see. I don't know. I don't have a clock, so I have no idea what time it is. That's true. It's true. You're all right. Technically, it's yesterday's daf. Okay, so we're in the sugya of sort of basically yayim vushel. But today's daf is to talk a little bit of yayim vushel, a lot of action there, and then we're going to go into the idea of giloy. Giloy is leaving liquids unopened overnight. And the problem with that was a danger that the snakes will leave their venom into the barrels. But first we're going to talk more about Mevushal. Again, so the idea is that Stam Yenam of the Goyim is Aser, Aser B'Hanah, Dindar Abanan. Not only is Stam Yenam of the Goyim Aser, also our wine that is touched by them is also Aser, unless it's Yayin Mevushal. We'll see that in today's lot comes out, major sugyas that come. Basically, it's called, right? Yes, but it's the same halacha. Stam Yenam is their wine, but our wine also cannot be touched by a guy, even if we own it, right? Yain Mevushal Shalanu, as the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Kaf Gimel, quotes it tomorrow, we'll call it tomorrow, and Kuf Kaf Gimel, the Gimel says, Yain Mevushal Shalanu, our cooked wine, Shanagabo over the Kavim Mutta, that's considered Mutta. Question is, when's it controlled in the Vosho? That's a bit of my focus. But it plays off the same rules. But their wine, we don't really touch at all, that they own. I don't think Lamaisa, we sell them at 100. I don't think it is. No, I think the Stam Yenam Isser applies to our wines as well, once it's touched. But our wines can be permissible if it's Mevushal. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Yayin Mevushal, cooked wine, the alontis shall ovei kachavim, right? And the alontis of the ovei kachavim asurin. They are asurin, right? The alontis kibriyasa, but alontis kibriyasa, alontis in its original state, that's mutaris. That's mutar. So, the question is, what is alontis? What's considered alontis? Is it alontis? So we say, Kedetanya, when Bryce explains what alontis is, Gavri Shabbos, when it comes to halachas of Shabbos. Osin anumilin, right? You can make this concoction called anumilin. The ain osin alontis, but you can't make alontis. Problem is, you can make drinks on Shabbos, but you can't make a drink with tzorah kufua. So they're going to say the alontis with tzorah kufua, and that's why it becomes aser. The Gemara says the ezuli anumilin. What's considered anumilin, right? That is the ezu alontis. So what's alontis? Anumilin. What's anumilin? It's yayin, udvash, upilpilin. A mixture of wine, honey, and sort of spices, pepper spices, I'm not sure what the propylene will be here, that are mixed together. Alontis, which is usher, is yayin yarsham, old wine, mayim slulin, clear water, the afar simon. The avdi levei masusa, if they make it levei masusa, they make it some sort of drink to have when you come out of the bathhouse. If you look at Rashi says, the ain osin alontis, the last white line on top, shehu lerufua, it's for refua purposes. Cool down, when you come out of the base of Merfats. So it's some sort of medicinal purpose. So for medicinal purposes, you can't use those. You obviously can't use that on Shabbos. So that's with Aluntis, you cannot make. That now we just saw what Aluntis is. Aluntis is this wine, right? Is this old wine with water and a parsima. So if it is, the problem is that it's got wine in it. So aluntis, right, the aluntis that's done, this aluntis is usher because it's in the hands of the overcome problem because it's goyish wine. It's usher. But the aluntis kibriyasa, what does that mean? Rashi says aluntis kibriyasa means shalohai yayin mikhila biyadu kibavim el akha suyim yayisrael. If the wine was mixed in by the Jew originally and then it was given to the guy, then it's mutter because then it's not stam yenam, because it already was mixed in beforehand. But if originally the wine was goyish wine, and even though it's mixed in, it's a go. The wine is still in there. It comes here, over here you got issues now with bittel, which comes into the whole whiskey bruaha that comes out. It also comes out from over here. Not going to touch that. That's what Rashi said, aluntis kibriyosa means. Aluntis, the Rabbi gave a nice shiur on that. There is a, we all know where he stands. Thank God. So, then alut, but Tosos says otherwise. Tosos says alutik spiyosa, mashma alutik spiyosa means something in its pristine state. So he says, Aluntus Biyosa, if you look in the middle of Tosos, that the Chaim Peirush Rabbi Natan, the Aluntus Derechu Lasos Mikhlila Blo Yayin, originally made the Aluntus without wine, and then you add in the wine, Tipa Tipa, right? Umichnisin Osolikium, because you're stopping in Ma'amad, Ma'avim Ben Yayin. Because if you put it in advance, it's not going to be good. So he says, Aluntus Biyosa means without the wine at all. But then, of course, it's before they put in the wine. But Tosos points out, very interesting, if you look at the top of Tosos, it says, Peirush Rashi, Shalohai Tchlosu Yayin Biyad Ob Kachavin. Aluntus means, and Lusik Abiyasa means that the wine wasn't inserted by the guy. The wine was inserted by the Jew. Elo Lakha Asuya Biyad Yisrael. Umuteris Bahana. Now it's Mukta Bahana. Why? The Sulo Manasikhla. You're not going to do any more Nisuk with it because it's already mixed up. It's not pristine anymore. Umikan Raya, he says, according to Rashi, of a Raya, Lahatir Tavshioshinis Arabo Yayim, Kodim Shivishlu. If you have a dish and wine is mixed in prior to it being cooked, it could be Mutter in Nagaba Obi Chavim. Why? The Kavish is Arab, Sulo Manasa Leob Chavim. What's already mixed in? Another heter, more than Bishul, comes out from Rashi. As long as the wine is mixed into something else that would no longer possibly ever be brought as a libation for the pagan gods, then it should be Mutter. Right? So Tosos then argues that if he says Alonso Yosem means something different, then maybe you don't have that heter. In the end, Tosos agrees with the heter. He says, he brings a raya from Yerushalmi, and the Ritzvah also agrees to the heter. But basically here, Tosos and Rashi is saying that you can have a het, that wine could be mutter if it's touched by a goy, if the wine was touched after it got mixed in to the tasho. So you have these certain dishes. I'm not touching it. Because maybe they can. I'm not touching that. Okay. That we said was aluntis. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to go over to the concept of the din of giwui. Giwui is, like we said, that giwui is a liquid that's left open. There's a Mishnah Truma, some Paraches Mishnah Dal. It says that there are three drinks that are usher from because of giwui. If they're left open, it's water, wine, and I think milk. Right, it's a derabanan. Mishum Sakanus Nefashos, because maybe a snake went in there and left its venom. So just to let you know, Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Tazayin Sif Aleph says, Mashkim Shin is Dalu, if these liquids are left open, Asurim Chachamim, the Chachamim, I may say it's Asur to eat, but the Chayshinan Shem Ashatim Nachash Behem, we suspect maybe a snake drank from them, the Hitu Behem Aras, and put in its venom. But he quotes, V'akshah, but nowadays, She'ein Nechashim Mitsuyim, that the snakes aren't so Matsui, Beneinu Mutter, it's Mutter. They all ask, wait a second, Made Xera. How can you get, what's the difference? The answer always is it's built in to the Xera. There's a Mate Yonason. So Mate Yonason on the side, he says, Mate Yonason, he says, he asked that question, right? He says, Ayin Taz, Sheherichu, the Matino Harbe Dvarim Shenesu Viminyan, after Tam Batil. There are a lot of things that the Tam becomes Batil, and you need another court to uproot it. Why here is it different? Why is it different? Right, Sifa Simonim. So he says, and maybe the initial that he says, after Shad Zero Lo Nesar B'Shek Gav, because Zero was made only when there were snakes there. So it's really built in. You have to figure out when that's the case, when that's not. But the Pisnei Tshuva quotes a Shlah. Right, the Pisnei Tshuva quotes a Shlah. Shekasa B'Komakim Shomer Nasho Yirchak Mizeh. Shomer Nasho, you know, you should be concerned about it. And to be honest, it's a Maisa Ra, and a Bra. I'm sure I've got a gross sitter here because I left my Maiserav at home. But there's a Maiserav in the Gra. It's Simon Sadi Zayin, the Maiserav. He says, Giloy Osir. It's Osir. But Asher Ein Nechashim Etzino Benenu. Aye, but there are no snakes around nowadays. I don't know. Rabbeinu Zal, Haya Nizar Ma'od Barmei. He was very careful with these things. Hu Haya Omer, he would say, Kol Mash Asher Chazal, O Tiknu Eze Tekanu Bnei Eze Tam. There's a reason. Asher Batal Tam, Hagolu Lanu, Tekanta Bisuru Mokonos Emet. Either the clear reason is no longer exists. Nevertheless, kihein goli, because why? Hein lo gilu ele echad mikama vekama tamim hakasumim mimayim. There are other, you know, hidden sodos are surrounding it. In kain, al kain asulav al divin chamim, af shebatel hatam hagoli lanu. Even if the tam is batel, you can't be over the divin chachamim. Kam hichmer meod meochlen rumash kishitachas amita. He didn't like when food and drinks were left over under the bed. So this, in the other Maiserav, the new one, they have a story where someone brought him water, and he says the next morning, why'd you bring me Gilui water? How do you know I brought you Gilui water? He says, my learning was different today. Something bothered me. Story from the girl. That's it. Anyway, so you see, question is whether we saw him from the Shulchan Aruch says we don't have to worry about it as ma'azeh. The Gemara says we should still be poaching. So let's get to the Gemara. Overnight. I think that's what it is. I think Yili means it's overnight. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amri Tavaya, Rabbi Yosef both said, Yain Mazel, diluted wine, Ebo Mishum Yili. Once if water and the wine is mixed together, even though the two of them are each subject to Yili, but they mix together, you don't have to worry about Yili. And Yain Mavushal, here's a big thing, Yain Mavushal, Ebo Mishum Nisuch. There's no issue of Nisuch, not to worry about Yain Nesaf if it's cooked. Right? We saw that before, then there's no issue of worry about it. So Yivayluhu, they asked, Yain Mavushal, what about cooked wine? You have to worry about gilui or not. So Tashma, come here, Araya. Hey, Rabbi Yaakov Idi, Yain Mavushal, she'ebo mishum gilui. Rabbi Yaakov Idi said, Yain Mavushal, no issue of gilui. Rabbi Yane bar Yishmael follows. Rabbi Yane bar Yishmael got sick. Aligabe Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud. Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud, v'rabbonon lishuli bay. They came to visit him, the Bikur Kolim. What do you do when you're in Bikur Kolim? Shabbos Shukos, Shubha Drosha. What do you do? You learn Torah. You ask if you come to Yilu. So they asked. They don't shoot the reason. They learn Torah. They went to visit. That's the Musaf of the day. You're always learning Torah. But Yosef becomes a boy, and they ask, Yayim Mavushal, right? Cooked wine. Yeshua Mishim Gilu, Yayim Mishim Gilu. You have to worry about Gilu or not. So Amu Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud. Rabbi Shmuel ben Zirud said, Hachi Amu Rabbi Shmuel Mishim ben Lachish, Mishim Gabaraba. Mishim ben Lachish said in the name of a great person, Umanu. And who's that great person? Rabbi Chiya. Yayim Mavushal, Yayim Mishim Gilu. You don't have to worry about Gilu when it comes to Yayim Mavushal. Amu Le, so they asked the Chachamim, Nismuch, can we be Somech on that? Because it's a Shmua. This is what I heard. So Machmi Luhu, Rav Yanai bar Yishmael, so Rav Yanai bar Yishmael, who was sick, gestured to them, alive al tzaveri. I guess he put his hands sort of through his neck and said, yeah, it's on me. It could be so much on it. It's on me. It's a good, that's the correct rule, that Yayin Mavushal, there's no issue of Givui. Okay? Gemara then continues. Shmuel the Avlet. Okay? Shmuel is a Talmud Chacham, and Avlet is an Akam, right? Rashi says, Avli Ovi Kukavim Hayim. It was very respectful of Ovi Kukavim. Right? Habu Yosef, they were sitting. Asu Lekani Chamer Vashla, and some cooked wine came before them. Mashla Yodei, Avli put his hands behind his back, so as not to touch the wine, to ruin it for Shmuel. So Amr Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, don't worry about it. Hare Omer, we already had the lacha. Yain Mavushal, Embo Mishum Yain Nesef. Yain Mavushal is not an issue of Yain Nesef. So you don't have to worry about it. Therefore, your mago won't do it, and I can even drink it. It's not a problem. We could try to get back to more about Yayin Mavushal towards the farm at the end. So Ante de Rabbi Chiya also. So the Shifcha of Rabbi Chiya, Igluye Liyahu Chamer Vashla, cooked vat of the barrel of wine was left open in front of her. Us the Chamer Rabbi Chiya. So she came to poor Rabbi Chiya to ask him what's the din. So Amar Harei Amar said, don't worry about Yayin Mavushal Emo Mishim Viyoy. You don't have to worry about it. It was left open. You don't have to worry about it. There's no problem with healing. Obviously, I guess she must have been Jewish. They weren't worried about touching it. But it's Yayin Mavushal. You don't have to worry about Kiwi. Shamei Derv Adabarava, the Shamish of Adabarava, Igli the Found Raziga. It was left over open wine that was diluted with water. They said, well, don't you worry about to be cautious with Kiwi? They said, no, Amaleh, 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 Yayin Mazak, Evo Mishum Kiwi. You don't have to worry about Kiwi when it comes to diluted wine. Amar, a papa says, he makes it, he limits it. He says, the only time is the problem to say that Yayin Mazak does not have an issue of Kiwi. Ella the mazik tuva. That's really a big mixture, a lot, really mixed in. Aval mazik, below mazik, just a little bit of water, then shasi. The snake will come and drink it, and you have a problem. I mean, so what's the limitation? Like, how do you define what's a lot, what's a little? I mean, Tosos mentioned that on a couple of days. There was the last Tosos over there about being matir fomits, you know, vinegar that was touched by a guy, because it's no longer yayin. Rabbi Tom says, well, how do you know exactly when it became chomitz and when not? You know, you can't, so that's, okay, how do you know? Mazik below mazik. Okay, so, sorry? No, when it gets to the vinegar point, you no longer have an issue with it because it's no longer good for Nisa. But at what point, when is it defined as no longer wine and being vinegar? That's what Rabbi Tom has a problem with on Tuff Tess on the base. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, mazik uvo mazik mishasi? Really? Does the nachas really eat wine that's not, does he really drink it if it's not mixed in? Vaha, Rabba Barahuna had the kasuba arba. Rabba Barahuna was on a boat, Babi Naki Chamer Bahadeh, and he had with him wine. The chazei lahahu chivya, it's sorry to us, and he saw some sort of serpent or snake circling the boat. I guess he had his eyes on the wine. Amrle l'shamish, the Rabbi Huna says to l'shamish, samei eni videin. Sort of literally means blind the snake, which Rashi says doesn't mean literally. He says, where is that? Samei ad videin, herol l'nachash davar sheyakatz b'yain b'zev yasha. Do something to the wine to make it disgusting in the eyes of the snake, so it won't you know, bother us. So what does he do? So shakuk kali mayishadei be'vesal achori. He took a little bit of water and put it into the wine, and the snake went away. So you see that even a little bit of water is enough for this to chase the snake away, and we don't have to worry about giving. But my answer is no. Achdayo maser nafshe, amazigalo maser nafshe. If it's really not diluted wine, then he'll be moser nefesh, and even go to drink it next to people. But if there's a little bit of water in it, he's not going to be moser nefesh. Meaning he'll really drink it, unless a little bit of dilution will be drunk by the snake, unless there are people there, because he won't be moser nefesh. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if I'm a zigal or maser nafshe, is he not be moser nefesh on yayin mazuk? The case of Rabbi Yanai, have Bay Achbori, who's in this place called Bay Achbori, but Armeli Bar Hedja have Bay Achbori. Some say it was Rabbi Yanai, but it was Hedja in Bay Achbori. Have Yosve, Baba Kashasu Chavim Zigal. They were sitting down, they were drinking diluted wine. Pashlu Chavim Bakuba. There was a little bit of wine left in the cup or in the barrel. Mitzeruna Bipukna. They tied the top of the barrel, and some sort of something on top of the barrel, right? The Chazil Huchivion, they saw this snake, they want to drink from the wine. The Shuk is wild. The Shuk of Mayav Ram Bakuba Adamali Bakuba saw the Kamiluk Brunka Bishase. Basically, what he did is the snake took water, brought it into the barrel, dumped it into the barrel so that the wine would rise, and when the wine came to the top, the snake would drink it. The snake is really being moster nefesh now to drink the wine. So the Gemara says, Amri, the mizik inu shasi, the mizik yachrin lo shasi. Now the answer, if he dilutes the wine, remember to keep the personality of the snake, I don't understand it. If he would dilute the wine himself, then he'll drink it, that'd be moser nefesh. But someone else dilutes the wine, not the snake, then we're going back to the original snake, and he's got das and legs and the whole thing. I don't know. So he will be mazik. So Amr of Ashi, the itaim of Rav Misharsha, peruka l'sakanta, I mean, this is a logical answer. You keep all this teruchin for sakana? We're dealing with over here, if you view that there's a real issue, that the snake is going to leave its venom into the wine. You're giving me all this teiruchim. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's pikuach nefesh here. Why are you giving me all these answers? Rashi says, I think Rashi says, peruk l'sakanta, l'dover she'ish bo sakana, tabal l'tarik t'alisto raya shana mevigin, v'anu nismoch ahani shnu d'leisu, we're going to be so mech on these teiruchim, elevade lo'shan hachim, lo'shan hachim yasir. It's awesome. The snake is there. It's going to be answer, right? Avram Mashashi Prukla Sakanta. So therefore, you can't be so much on these answers, and you definitely have to be zahir when it comes to gilo and all different types of diluted wine. Okay, Amar Rava says, Yain Mazuk, diluted wine, Yeshbo Mishum Gilo. We just said we have to worry about gilo. The Yeshbo Mishum Yain Nesa. Diluted wine still has Yain Nesa issues, but Yayin Babushal, cooked wine, ain bo mishum givui, there's no problems with givui, the ain bo mishum yayin nesef, and you don't have an issue of yayin nesef. Once the wine is cooked, whatever that means, once it's cooked, you don't have an issue of yayin nesef anymore, and therefore Mabushal is mutter. I don't know what time is it. I want to talk a little bit about yayin Babushal. Let's go, the Gemara goes fast, and then we'll go back to it. Shamei Derev Koki Bar Tuvi Igla Hugi Sodomaya. He had certain leftover. The kista was left over of water. I mean, non gabar, and he was sleeping by the side of the water. And left overnight. But Asma Gabi Dav Tuki Bar Tuvi Amrle Hare Amru Amos Rashanle. You don't have to worry about it because if you're there, they're scared and they won't come put their venom in. But Hani will be a mama. That's when we're taking the nap. I'll have a light alone, but at night. And the derech when he's asleep, and the snake goes that. So then, if you slept overnight next to the open barrel, you still have to worry about it. He says, "Velohi, no, that's not the case." Elosh, losh no biyam, losh no b'leila, emas yoshin leim loomim. We don't say that the fear of the person is amongst them. Again, the whole idea, you talk about sakana, so you're worried about sakana. Rav losh shasim be'aramal. Rav did not drink water from a guy's house, an Aramean house, and because the amr lozi here b'giwei, because they're not worried about giwei, they leave it open. But mi be'aramal losh shasim, he would drink from a widow's house. Right, because even though she's not Bekiyah in the Halachos, Amar Sircha de Gabra Nikita. She does whatever her husband did, so she would cover the water at night. But Shmuel, the opposite. Lo Shasi Mayne Be Amalata. He would not drink from the house of an Amalata. Amar Lesla Amos de Gabra Lomasi Mitzamaya. since the husband's not there, she doesn't care about it, so she's going to leave it open. From the guy's house, Shasi, he will drink it, and he that Gwilo Makatvati. Maybe they're not really careful about Giloy, but Nakusa Biakati. They are worried about cleanliness, Rashi says. Right? Nikoyon, Rashi calls it. So Nikoyon, they're going to close it. So I'll be so mech on them. I don't know. Why are they only worried about cleanliness and not the widow? All right? Eka the army. Others say, Rabo Shasi Mai Be'am Armah, that Rav did not drink to the Armah house, but he drank Abam Be'am Armah Shasi. But Shumu Alo Shasi Mai Lom Be'am Armah, but only Armah. So he won't drink from either. There's an interesting tshuva from the Moshe and Yordea. It's Chelik Beis. Yordea Chelik Beis. Sim Mem Aleph. Basically, there was a plant. There was a plant in Brussels, outside of Brussels, basically, the Mashkikim couldn't be there on Friday because it was too far away from where they lived. So the question was, they would do Hagala with the Kalim over Shabbos. So could you be so mech on that, even though they weren't there? The law was you had to do Hagala over Shabbos for cleanliness purposes. So he quotes our Gemara that you're so mech on the Kiyus. So maybe you could be so mech on their Hagala, and then the next line would be kosher. More to the Tshuva, but he quotes this Gemara. Okay. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Shalosh Yenos Hen, the three types of wine, the Ein Lehem Yishum Giloy, that don't have an issue of Giloy. The Eilu Hen, what are they? Chad, something very sharp, Matok, very sweet, and, Chad, which is sharp, Mar, which is bitter, and Matok, which is sweet. Chad, what does Chad mean? Tila Charifa, it's very sharp, and I guess the Rosh is you can break the barrels. The Matzari Zike, right, you can break the barrels, it's some type of wine. Mar is called Yarnaka, some sort of bad wine, and Matok is Chulya. It's made from the first grapes, right? And because the shemesh is on them all the time, they're very sweet. And therefore, you don't have to worry about giloy. Rav Chanan Mati Liliyah, Rav Chanan says, wait, these are good wines, right? The change is that these wines are good wines. Chad, what's sharp, means chamaru pilpilin. They add in these spices to them, and they put them sharp. It's very good. Mar is afsintin, right? Some sort of other wine. I don't know how that is, but it's some sort of, they put in some grass, I think, in there. Bitter grass. It's good for refuah. And matok is meibar, some sort of very pleasant drink. These things, so even though you don't have to worry about giloy, they're still, these are good drinks. I mean, they sell for a lot of money in the chateau. These are good wines. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Karina, this dish called Karina, right? Ein ba mishum giloy. Remember it says, my Karina. What's Karina? Amar Rivahu Chamra Chaya the Asim Yaskia. It's the sweet wine that comes from a place called Asia. You don't have to worry about Giloy, the snakes don't go in there. Rava says, no, we're from Makomo, but in Asia itself, Yeshua Mishum Giloy, because the snakes are used to it. They've developed, whatever, they're protected. They develop their antibodies towards it, I guess, and they can snake it. They can take it. Yeshua Mishum Giloy, my time, I'm from Redinahu, the guy in the Makom. It's a resistant strand of snakes over in there. Okay. Rava, Hai Chama de Akrim. We have this wine that's becoming nifkam. It's starting to become vinegar, right? Ad plus a yome, up to 3 days from when it's geishful mishum giloy. And when it starts to turn to vinegar, 3 days henceforth, it still have a problem with giloy. Past 3 days, you don't have to worry about it. Geishful mishum giloy, the geish mishum yayin nesach. And you also have to worry about yayin nesach. However, ikan de eloch, after 3 days, ambo mishum giloy, no problem with giloy, the ambo mishum yayin nesach, and there's no problem with yayin nesach, the goyim would not be menaseh for it. Then the hardai amri, the hardai say, no, I feel the basha tfosa yome. Even after 3 days, chayshinun mishum giloy. You have to worry about giloy. My time, why is zimim ikrishasi? Because sometimes the snake will drink vinegar. Doesn't say you have to worry about yayin. That's not anymore. You have to worry about giloy. Yardai said. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Yayin tosis. This is very fresh wine. Right? I guess it's still, still boiling. What? Still fermenting. Ainbo mishum giloy. No problem with giloy. The commentary he saw. So, how long is it ferment? In the beginning? Shloshi yom. 3 days from when I guess it's squeezed. Right, 3 days from the shechita. Hashalayim. This is some sort of vegetable, right? And you put wine or water onto it. Ainbo misham giloy, because I guess there's no giloy, because they know that the snakes won't taste from them. Upenei gola, but those in the golos, nago behen isser, they were knowing to put isser on them. The loa maron, they only said that you have to have an isser, not worry about giloy, el les buchala, if there's no chomets in there. About is buchala, but if there is chomets in there, right, migri buhu. Then the chomets basically fights off the snake. You don't have to worry about it. Puta chababli, famous puta chababli, some sort of condiment. We come across in Pesachim a lot. Puta chababli, it's some sort of moldy bread, right? I think it's some moldy bread and some milkic moldy bread with the milk in there, right? It's used as a condiment. It's very, very sharp. It's like very vinegary. You have no worry about giwa. The snakes don't eat it. But they were no good iser. Amar Ramanchi, he is being nakure. But if you see fang marks in the bread, chayshina, you should be choshesh. But, okay. Amar Chibar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, metif tif. If you have water that's dripping, right? Like you say, the snakes are afraid of the sound of the drip. So if the water that's dripping, Abel Mishum Giwi, because they're afraid from the dripping, the noise, and they're going to run away. But Amar Ravashi, but who the Abi Tif Lahadi Tif Tif? It has to be constant dripping. You know, like that. It can't just be a drip and then a little bit, you know, a delayed drip. It has to be a constant drip. Then the snakes are going to go away from it. Okay. Amar Rachir Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Pita Ino. When you pluck a fig off of the stem, so the stem comes off and it's got a hole on top, so it's juicy. So what pita ena aim on mishum giwi? We don't have to worry about giwi. Why? Come on, he high time at the time. He goes at the following brisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ochel Adam, a person is allowed to eat anavim mutainim, grapes and figs balayla, right? Well, leave at night, you don't have to check them about that for the giwi. The eno choshesh, why? Mishum shenemar. Shomer Psalm Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over people when they do things. That's like Rav Moshe's original tshuva about smoking. He said, Shomer Psalm Hashem. Because he said, allow me to eat. Slowly try and move along the line and make him more, less and less permissible. But he never really got to the point of saying, it's us. I think the first tshuva was addressed to Dr. Rosner. Rabbi Rosner's father was the one who actually pleaded with Rav Moshe to Asher smoking. There are other poskim who did say something. I think the tzitzit says it. The other says Asher. What? That's what they say. They say that today he would have. I find it very difficult to say what someone would have said had he not, without him being here. No, but eventually there was. The Surgeon General came there, but I think probably what Rabbi Rosner always says, that they only knew about lung cancer. They didn't know about emphysema and all these other things that come out with it. He basically said that, you know, you're mazik if you smoke in the base measures. But his original thing, not to answer it, was because of Shomer, Psalm, and Hashem. Okay. Omer of Safra, Mishum, Rav Shumer, Deroma. Rav Safra says the name of Shubid Roma. Shloshimini Erasing. There are three types of poison. Shelbach, or a young snake, Shokea. Goes all the way to the bottom of the it's very heavy. So it sinks to the bottom of the water. Shelbeno ni Mifafea. Of the middle-aged snake, right? It stays towards the middle of the liquid. Vishalzakein Saf. But the venom of the older snake, it's not strong enough, it's not thick enough, it stays on the top. So the memra, that's me to tell me, the comment, the kashis, kafish, chayle, me to tell me that for a snake, the older it gets, the weaker it gets. Vatanya, we have a bracelet that says, shlosha kolzman shemaskinin, three animals, that as the older they get, vroom itosefes, they get stronger. The elohen, what are they? Dag nafash vachazir, fish, snake, and a pig. So the snake is stronger as it gets older. So Gemara says, no, enochanami. It itself might get stronger. Maybe the boa constrictor is not going to wrap itself and be stronger, but the venom that any snake comes out, that becomes weaker. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. So the venom of the younger snake is heavy and goes down to the bottom. What's the halachic? It has to be a halachic purpose to the statement. What's coming out? So the Tanya, there is Tanya. Chavish shenizgala. We have a barrel that was left open. Even if nine people drank from it, didn't die. So you say, oh, the snake didn't put his poison in there. Lo yishtemen osi, the tenth person shouldn't drink from it. Because maybe the venom was from a young snake and went all the way to the bottom. And the guy who's, you know, the guy who's going to kill the barrel, he's going to be in trouble. So maisa hayon, and also the maisa, shishasumen otisha blo meis. So nine people drank and didn't die. Vishasasi remeis, the tenth person drank and died. V'amar of Yirmiya, zeu shokeya. This must be the case of a young snake that drank from the barrel, and his venom sank all the way to the bottom. That's why the original first people didn't die. The tenth guy, he's going to die. The chayin avatiach, and so too. I think it's a watermelon, right? A melon, Rashi says, melon belaz. Shenis galsa, that was left open. It's very liquid. You know, you chop over the watermelon, you leave it open, right? Apophisha achmi meditation from the other blomates. You know, nine people drank, ate from it, and didn't die, right? Lo yochum men wasiru, a tenth person should not drink from it. Maisa hoya, because there was a maisa of achmi meditation. Nine people drank. Or eight, below mace didn't die, but achla sivra mace, tenth person did, and he died. It must be a young snake put his venom in there, and that's why it's towards the bottom. But I guess you opened it on one side, it went all the way into the other side, to the back. It sinks all the way down somehow. I don't know the mitzvahs. It sinks all the way down. Right, but you chop open this corner, and the snake went in where it was open, and they're assuming the venom's, you know, went all the way through to the other side. It wasn't cut open. I mean, again, if you cut it this way, then it's whatever. Wherever, it went towards the brine, wherever the brine is.
Okay. Tana Rabbanan, right? Mayim shen nizgalu. Water that's left open. Harezelo yishbechem rishus harabim. Don't pour it out in the rishus harabim. Why? Because maybe someone's going to walk across their barefoot. He's going to have like cuts in his feet, or it's going to get seep through his body somehow, right? And also, the low yarbit ben asabayas. You can't throw it onto your, you know, they used to have the dirt floors. They put water on it to make it smooth out the dirt floors and to pack the dirt, so it's not right. So that, they would want to pack it. So therefore, you can't do it. The low yigavel. You shouldn't use it to be to knead with, right? Low yigavel behem as a kit. Cement. It's how you work is mati. Water that they're going to use for any cement has to be fresh water, not left over, right? Below yishka mehen lo behemto. You can't use it to give to your behemoths to drink. Below behemoths chaviro, or to your friends' behemoths to drink. Below yichritz behem part of yada baraglav. You can't wash your hands, your face, or your legs because maybe it's going to go into your body. In the pores, it could seep through, I guess. Achim omrim. Others say makom sheyish sirta aser. Only if there's a hole, that's where you can't wash your body. So in sirta, but there is no hole, mutter. The Gemara says achim hayat tanakama. That's the same thing as tanakama. You can't put it in your hands, your feet. There are holes over there, assuming. The Gemara says no. Ika benayu gav hayav gav regel urumuni de afe. The difference is the back of the hand and the back of the foot. I guess the other side. I don't know. Urumuni de afe, and also cheeks, right up over here. You can't get through. The achim would say you can wash with mayim galuyim and those spots. Amamar learned in the brayso. Lo yishka mehen. You can't give to drink. Lo behemto, not your animals. Lo behemis chaveru. Aye, but atanya abamashkeilu behemis atzmo. You can give it to your own animals. So kitanya he. What's that talking about? That's for shunra, right? The shunra, right? The cat. The cat can drink it. The cat has some sort of metabolism, I guess, to break down the venom, and is not worried about it. So Gemara says ihachid chaveru nami. So give it to your friend's cat. What's the big deal? So the chavei chachesh. No, it's going to weaken the cat. So but did they cut the ani chachesh? It's going to weaken your cat also. There's no had debare. Your cat's going to get healthier. There's a chaminayi hadavari. It's also getting healthy. What's the big deal? Gemara says, always comes down to mechakol matkar. What happens is maybe you will give it to your friend's cat. He'll drink it. He'll get weak. And at that moment in time, your friend's looking to put his cat on the marketplace. And it turns out that he's weak at that time, so he's going to lose out. So therefore, you can't give it to your friend's cat. You give it to your cat, not your friend's cat, because maybe he's going to want to sell it. Okay, here's a good place. We're going to go talk a little bit about bishul, yayin mevushul. I don't have cats. I don't have dogs. I don't have that sort of thing. I don't know. So the halacha was, we said that stam yedam is usher, so we have to be very careful if it's not mevushal. But if the yayin is mevushal, then it's mutter. Right? So Shulchan Aruch paskins, yayin mevushal shalom shenogabo oli kachav and mutter. When is it considered cooked? Machlokas rishonim. When is it considered cooked? So we're going to have to go look through a few rishonim. We've got a couple minutes. We'll look through some of the rishonim to see what the machlokas rishonim is. So first we go to the Rush. The Rush on our Gemara, it's in Simin Yirgimel, the Rush. First he asks, Vardavar Tamua. Very difficult to understand to begin with. We can see in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav that the reason why Yayin is Asa is Mishum Tasmas, because of their, you don't want to intermingle with their daughters and leads to issues. So just because it was cooked, now there's no problem. He says, Vardavar Tamua, Kevan Shagazu Ayena Mishum Benosehen, the Kimishum Sher Tihu, Lo Shayach Zero. Now it was boiled water, it's cooked. You don't have this zeir anymore. So the imishum the lab barnisachu, it may be because you can't be menasek anymore. Hello, yain mazuk nami la barnisachu. Yain mazuk, also it's mixed together, is also not considered something that they would put on the mizbeach. It's still usher, right? We said it's usher. He says the efshar lefisha mevushal eno mazuk kokach. It's not standard for it to be mevushal, which plays into a lot. It's a very key line. Because a lot of the proposed talk about pasteurization, a lot of wines are pasteurized. Is that considered something that's regular or not regular? Maybe if it's something that's matzui, then maybe it doesn't take care of the issue. There's a whole to-do. I know there's certain French and Italian wines, they refuse to pasteurize it. God forbid they would. So I think the upper level wines, juice we do, I feel about wine though. Not every wine gets pasteurized. I don't think so. Rabbi Jachter has an article, he quotes here, Mr. Feibish Herzog of Kedem Wine stated at the OU seminar that Rav Yosef was provided with inaccurate information. He explains that wine does not have to be pasteurized for health reasons because the alcohol will eliminate the concern for bacteria, and usually only kosher wines are pasteurized to create yayin mevushal.
For example, Mr. Herzog explained, Gallo and Taylor wines, which are popular non-kosher wines, do not pasteurize their wines except in the case of a bad grape harvest. Accordingly, cooking wine appears to be uncommon even today, and even according to the Russian explanation of the Ayin Mishnah, the leniency would still remain applicable. Question of the Matthias of what goes on here. That's a machlokas also, but the pasteurization counts for vishal. So that's what the Rush says. But the Rush says, well, so what is mevushal? So Rashi said, somewhere said, it means cooked. It means rotea or boiled, right? Here tichu, they got boiled, they got hot. That's what the Rush says. That's what boiling. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayas, he brings down. He says. Right, he quotes Rabbi Yosef Mitzvah Yayin Mazug Emosh Yayin Mevushel. You don't have a problem Yayin Nessa. And he quotes the story of Shmuel. And he says the Maizeh Bishul Amru. What's this Bishul that they talked about? So first he brings the Ravid. Heirish Haravid B'Psachim B'Shem Rav Haigon Zal Hafi Daiko Gon Rishonim Zal Kevin Sheher Tiach. Once it gets boiled, right? Nasim Mevushel the Embo Mishum Gilui B'Mishum Yayin Nessa. Right, it has to be boiled. The Bishul I think is boiled, right? And pasteurization does not reach that level. Pasteurization, like 170, I think, is where it gets to. Right? The two types of pasteurization. It's flash pasteurization and regular pasteurization, but the highest it gets, I think, is 165 degrees. It doesn't get higher than that. It's not boiled. Right? And he says, the same custom say for chumos, but he brings the Ramban. No, we don't boil. Pasteurization does not go to boil. It's not... Who? No, we don't. We don't do that. We basically show them a lot of most of them Yayin Mevushel, I think, is pasteurization part. You see some Yayin Mevushel, because I think we'll see Rav Moshe said it's okay up to like 160 degrees is enough. But Salem Arav, who gives a hashkafa on a lot of kedem on the grape juice, sometimes you'll see, you know, Yayin Mevushel, a few of the sheetas, you know, Ravi Salem or something like that. It means they pasteurize it at a higher temperature. Then he quotes the Ramban that it's considered Mevushel, it has to somehow boil to a point where it diminishes the amount of wine. He says, She'en a kari mevushel ayadei reticha ad she'gisma'it mibidaso ayadei bishulo. Yeah, it's got to do a little bit. Then he quotes, the Kishit of the Meiri brings out a whole different bunch. He says, Lo huskar me'emas ha'nikor mevushel. So he quotes the Gaonim, and once it's boiled. And then he says, until that's the Gaonim that we just saw. Then he quotes the Ramban, that it's ad she'gisma'it kadei haroya levushel. He says, it'd be mafra like that. Then some say, ad she'gisaveh, even higher, it's got a bubble. That's even hotter. It's got a bubble, and some say actually yachshu l'shlish. I don't know what that means. He brings four different sheets of what it is. So the Shulchan Aruch, which I left out, he says the Amos and Nikkur Mevushel Mishi Hertiyah Fagabe Eish. It gets pretty hot on the fire. And Rashi said that the Shach brings down the Haynu Sheis might be Midoso. The Ramban he brings down that you have to get lessened. But Rav Moshe says differently. Rav Moshe says that Rav Moshe in a few spots. In the Yerodeya, Felik Beis, Simlin Nun Beis, and then, don't worry about it. And then in other places, he says here, it's Yayin Mevushel, he says, Yatso lettuce may be enough. And then somewhere else, he says, like 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Right? Where does he quote this one? That's a big, tshuva. 165 degrees. A little higher, yeah. That's a lot higher. But that's not boiling, it's pasteurization. Yeah, but who argues? Shlomo Zalman argues big time. Maga nachri b'yayin mufustar, from pasteurized wine. So he says, no, you have to look at the sheet, because like, pasteurization doesn't do anything to the wine. According to the Ramban, it had to be that it somehow changed the wine a little bit. But he says, if you ask the regular people, there's no difference in the taste on the pasteur, whether you pasteurize it. So he holds that pasteurization does not count as mufustar. But if it comes out, if you say it's pasteurization, it's not mevushel, so there's a chumrah then for pasteurized wine or grape juice, point to Rav Shlomo Zalman when it comes to a goy, but then there's a kula when it comes to those who say that you have to have non-mevushel for that bal kosos or for kiddush. The sheet of the Rambam says that for kiddush you have to have wine that's royal, I mean, nisuch. So maybe it says pasteurization is not considered mevushel, you can have that kiddush. Well, that's what seems to say that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say. That's what he does say. But I'll just quote here one more thing. Shlomo Zalman argues that although wine that is pasteurized is technically considered cooked, since it is heated and some wine does evaporate, it cannot be considered mevushel because the taste is not noticeably changed.
quotes the Rashba, and he quotes the Meiri that we had here, who all say that the leniency of Yayin Mevusel is that somehow the wine changes in the process. Somehow. So, going back, I don't know. I didn't see that. We have the process. That's what you have to do something to. Because what does Mubushal mean? It has to do something. So the Ramban doesn't say change the taste. He said that it lessens it. But the Meiri brought other sheep. Maybe he has to change it. Of course, that's where Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't. And when you pasteurize, he says it doesn't. That's why it's not considered a bushel. Moshe's not kosher for that. Maybe he's just kosher for the sheet that says it has to get hot. Once it gets hot, that's enough. Consider it a bushel. Right. That's the matter. The Rosh Hechter, there was a Muslim in some OU seminar, he said the prevailing custom in America is to be lenient about this matter following the ruling of Moshe Feinstein and other postmen in America. Rav Ovadia Yosef also notes that the common practice in Israel is also to be lenient about this. In fact, even Shlomo Zalman acknowledges that many are lenient regarding this issue, although he doesn't like it. Diane Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, he also says that the common practice is to be lenient since it's become the prevailing practice. So like, a lot of people seem to be somich on the practice of pasteurization, considered mevushel. Fine. Stop here.
Mevushel. Now you said, but what, also...